The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We say thank you. We say blessed be your holy name. Faithful art thou, O God. For there is none like you, O God. There is none. There is none. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. Who can we ever compare unto you, O Lord? Who can we compare unto you? If it had not been you on our side, where would we have been? Father, we celebrate you this morning. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We uplift you and exalt you. We give you, O God, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Father, for everything you have done, thank you for watching over us while we were asleep. Father, thank you for sending your angels of God. And at the right time, you sent your Lord, your Spirit, to quicken our mortal bodies. What shall we say, O God, in appreciation to all these? We say, take all the glory, take all the praise, take all the adoration, take all the worship. No one will share your glory with you. No one will share your glory with you. Father, we celebrate you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your love. Your loving kindness and mercy, O Lord, you have been good. There is none like unto you. There is no evil in you. You are God and you are the good God. We thank you for what you have in store for us this. Thank you for what you have in store for us. Thank you for what you have in store for us. Yes, thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father, we thank you, Lord, for what the Holy Spirit is here to do. Yes, we welcome him. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Come and take over. Come and lead us. Come and download the prayer points for us so that the time in your presence will be wonderful, will be a great blessing that will not leave here, Father, the same way we entered, that will be blessed indeed. We shall have testimonies to your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. We declare the blood. 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 We declare the blood Father. Yes, Lord, because you are our Father. We thank you, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood. We are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed and washed by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We declare the blood and saturate our atmosphere and environment with the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood fill our space. Let the blood surround us. Let the blood take charge of the atmosphere. Sanitize our atmosphere by the power of the blood. Let the blood of God cleanse us, wash us from all our sins, and make us, oh God, holy and acceptable unto you. Let the blood wash away our sins. Yes,
the blood of Jesus,
the blood, and give us a great time. Let there be healings and deliverances. Let there be, oh God, your powerful manifestations in our midst this morning. Take charge, oh Lord, overshadow us. And let our time be fruitful and rewarding in your presence.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt you. We uplift you, Lord. We say, Lord, you are God. We say, Lord, you are King. We say, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be uplifted. You are worthy to be magnified. Yes, you are worthy. You are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Jabratakabasakabaya. You are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. 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 You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Rabba Rabba Sata Kabayata. Abba Rabba Sakri Bota Kabayata. Ibala Takula. Rikato Kabarata Kabata. Librata Kabita Labasha. Another day to live for God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Another day to live, O God. Another day to live, O God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. We celebrate you, Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord. We enter your presence by the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we are grateful unto you, O God, for your goodness and mercy, and for all that you have done for us. Unto you alone be all the glory, the worship, the honor, and the adoration. Father, as we come to fellowship with you at this moment, O God, we ask that your presence will be with us. We enter your presence to obtain mercy through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we ask that the Holy Spirit will take charge and lead and direct us. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you. And I welcome you to Resurrection Power for today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, be assisted by Gladys, and also Boja Worldwide and Pascal are our technicians. This morning, we are praying on the theme, securing myself against vulnerabilities. Securing myself against vulnerabilities. We have been dealing with vulnerabilities. Beloved, as long as we live here on earth, understand that we are vulnerable. As long as we live in the flesh, we are vulnerable. In fact, let me say that again. As long as we live here on earth, we are vulnerable. Somebody will need to write that. As long as we live here on earth, we are vulnerable. We are vulnerable. Yes. as long as we live here on earth, as long as we live here on earth, we are vulnerable. As long as we, as long as we live in the flesh, we are vulnerable. Because the flesh is a fallen flesh. It is because of our vulnerability that the Holy Spirit was given to us. It is because of our vulnerability that the Holy Spirit was given to us to help us. Yes, it is because of our vulnerability that the Holy Spirit was given to us. Yes, given to us. It is only in the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says that even Romans chapter 8 verse 26, in prayer, we do not know what to pray and how to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays through us. The Holy Spirit prays through us. That was why Paul also said that when I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak, then I am strong. In fact, it is because of vulnerability that grace and favor are needed. Because of vulnerabilities. That's why we pray for grace and favor. Beloved, we are dealing with securing myself against vulnerabilities. Vulnerabilities are the areas of your weakness as a human being. Human weakness. Everybody that is born by man is weak. We are weak. I'm not talking about physical weakness. I'm talking about, areas that we easily, areas that we easily give in to certain acts. Yes. Some of these vulnerabilities are transferred vulnerability from our generations or ancestors, families and parents. Some of them are acquired. They are things that we acquired. Vulnerabilities are the key. They are the key and gateway of the enemy into our lives. Our areas of vulnerabilities are the key and the gateway of the enemy into our lives. The enemy is not doing so much. Again, now let me just read the following. Psalm 91 verse number 1. Psalm 91 verse number 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Another version, NIV says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And then we go to Psalm 18, verse 18. Psalm 18, verse number 18. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. 19. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. If you get that well, says, they confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. I want to see that in King James, Psalm 18, verse 18. In the King James Version, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. Just verse 18. Let me read it in another version. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. New English translation. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. Okay. It's the same word. I'm trying to see whether there is another word from other versions. So, beloved, we see that the enemy, David was saying that they confronted him. In fact, a version says that in the days of my weakness. In the days of my weakness. Now, when you read John chapter 10, verse 10. John 10, 10. In the NIV, it says, Okay, John 10, 10, and then John 10, 28 and 29. John 10, 10, and 28 and 29. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I've come that they may have life and have it to the full, or have it more abundantly. So John 10, 28 says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Verse 30, I and the Father are one. See, when you read this scripture very well, I give them eternal life, and they shall never be perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. In fact, this really tells you our security. The security of the believer. We are so secured, like the hedge of Job that Satan was talking about in Job chapter 1, verse 10. It was Satan who saw the hedge of Job. That, have you not built a hedge around him, around his household? Have you not blessed everything, the work of his hands? If you like, take away the hedge, and Job will deny you. It was Satan who saw the hedge. Job never saw the hedge. Beloved, if I tell you the security that we have in Christ, when you listen to this verse very well, the Bible says that, the Bible says in this John 10, 10, if we look at it very well, see, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. No one can snatch them. No power can snatch them out of my hand. The other day when we were praying this scripture in the 11th hour prayer parade, somebody got a prayer point. Papa, no one can snatch my husband from my hand. No one can snatch my wife from my hand. I say that's a very powerful prayer point. No one, no power. This is talking about the believer's security in Christ. But then, why are we still losing things? Why is it appearing as though the enemy is so strong? Why are even some people so much afraid of witches and wizards? It is about our vulnerabilities. It is all about our vulnerabilities. The enemy, in fact, when the enemy said that he is moving to and fro, looking for whom he may devour, what is his main duty or his main concern for which he has been going to and fro? What is his main concern for which he has been going to and fro? He is looking for the area of vulnerability. He is looking for a crack in the hedge. If he can only find a crack. When you read Ecclesiastes, let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8. Ecclesiastes 10, 8. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. I read it again. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. When you read Isaiah 5:5. Now I will tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall and it will be trampled. Verse 8. I will make it a wasteland, neither pruned nor cultivated, and briars and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it. See, I will take away its edge, and it will be destroyed. I will break down its walls, and it will be trampled. This is talking about the discipline. When God's people have sinned. So you see, just as Job had a hedge, we believers also, we have a hedge. Oh, you and I, we have a hedge. We have a powerful hedge in Christ. In fact, it is more powerful than that of Job. Because we are surrounded by the blood and the power of the Holy Spirit. But then there is something that opens us up, our area of vulnerability. In fact, when the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, Philippians 2, is it verse 13? And is it verse 12 and 13 that we should work out our salvation with fear and trembling? Philippians 2, let me see, for it is God who works in you to will and to act. Okay, Philippians 2, 12, let's see. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more to my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. This working out your salvation is not like the religion. No. It's not like what other religions do. That is not it at all. You know, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is you. Christianity, you are not working anything to become to become. No. You are not working anything to become. Rather, Christianity is living what you have become. Christianity is living what you have been made to become. Somebody need to write this. Christianity is living what you have been made to become. That's Christianity. You are living. That's why we say Christianity is a way of life. Christianity is living what you have been made to become. Christianity is living what you have been made to become. Somebody should write it too. Christianity is living what you have been made to become. What you have been made to become in Christ. That is Christianity. Religion is working something to become. Religion is working something to become. You are working yourself out to become. That is religion. You are working yourself out to become. That is religion. Yes. So Christianity, as I was just saying, is living what you have been made to become in Christ. Yes. Living what you have been made to become in Christ. That's Christianity. So Christianity, we are living out. We are living Christ. Christianity is living what you have been made to become in Christ. We are a new creation. Beloved Christianity, we are a new creation. So we are living like Christ. Like little Jesuses. That is what we are. Let me take it like that. But religion is working yourself to become. Religion is working yourself. Working yourself to become. That is religion. You are working your way. You are working yourself to become. You are torturing yourself. You are going through many things, to become. That is religion. Now, then when the Bible says that we should work out our salvation with fear and trembling in Philippians chapter 2 verse 12, what is it saying? The working out of, the word working is not ergon. The word working there is to be alert, like 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Be alert and sober. Be alert and sober. Because your enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So, alertness. Alertness to your areas of vulnerability. That is what it means. Working out your salvation with fear and trembling. For example, somebody who knows that you are vulnerable to anger. The moment a situation is coming in your home, at your office, among your colleagues, whatever, and then you realize that your temper begins to rise, work out your salvation. Either you leave the place, you stop talking, you keep quiet, you shut out, something like that. So you see, you are working out your salvation with fear and trembling. And that is about being alert to the area of our vulnerability. Beloved, it is our vulnerabilities that are giving the devil and his agents the way and the key to attack us, to have their way inside us. You know, the devil and his agents, they have a motto against the church and the believer. They have a motto. They have a guiding word and principle. Number one, make them vulnerable. That is, delay them. Delay them access. Deny them access. Rob them. just to open them up for attack or distraction. Make them vulnerable, and that is delay them access. Rob them. Deny them. Just to open them up for attack or distraction. Then the other, so your area of vulnerability is the key and gateway to the enemy into your life. So you see, this is the devil's motto and the agent. Make them vulnerable. That's all. Just make them vulnerable. And how do we become vulnerable? Deny them access. The things they want to access, the things they want to possess, the things that for which Christ has died for them, block them, deny them access, deny them access, delay them, rob them, just to open them up for attack or distraction. Let me tell you, singleness, for instance, all singles who are of marital age are vulnerable. All singles are vulnerable. All widows are vulnerable. First, single mothers, singles who have never married before, they are vulnerable to any man. Look, let any man driving a fine car stop by a single and they begin to show love, begin to give you money and so and so, and say, maybe the person is the devil's son. It will take you God's grace. It will take somebody who is really occupied with God, who has really submitted to God, never to fall into that trap. I'm telling you, that's why many of our ladies are falling into trap. You fall into the trap before you realize. They just want to have sex with you, finish. And after that, that is all. You begin to regret. That's what is happening to most of our ladies. I'm telling you. Some, it has happened to them 3 times, 4 times. A lady was telling me, any man that... any man that expresses interest want to sleep with her. And because your time is also going, you are aging, vulnerability. So singleness, vulnerability. Single mothers are also very vulnerable. Single mothers. A single mother was telling me, Papa, anybody want to help me, want to sleep with me? Beautiful woman with children. You will never know that that woman has had children. Anybody who want to help me, want to sleep with me, single mothers are vulnerable. Widows are vulnerable. Yes, widows are vulnerable. Dependents are vulnerable. The destitute are vulnerable. Poverty makes you vulnerable. Scarcity makes you vulnerable. Indebtedness makes you vulnerable. That is why many of our youths are joining occult. In fact, ego, pride can make you vulnerable. In fact, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life also makes you hurt vulnerable. The things you see and desire, the level you want to get to quickly, comparison, competition, oh, they make us vulnerable. People, because they fear that others are going ahead of them. Oh, but this person is my junior. I am older than this person. Oh, this person is this. Very soon he has achieved this. Very soon he is at this level. Ah, look at me. Myself and this person, we completed the same school. This and that. Let me tell you, that makes you hurt vulnerable. You become vulnerable. Competition makes you vulnerable. Comparison makes you vulnerable. Let me tell you how to check vulnerability. Set your eyes on God. Set your eyes on Christ. Set your eyes on Christ. Set your eyes on Christ. Set your eyes on the original word. Original word. Original word. I'm telling you. In fact, set your eyes on the ability of God. The ability of God to make you. Set your eyes on the ability of God to make you. Set your eyes on the ability of God to make you. That is the key against vulnerability. The key against vulnerability. Set your eyes on the ability of God to make you. Set your eyes on God. Set your eyes on the word. That absorbs your vulnerability. Know that God is the righteous judge. In fact, when somebody is cheating you, when something is happening and you have to get angry and so, know that God is the righteous judge. Know that God is the rewarder. It's all about God. Because look, when a door is about to open, the moment a prophetic word is given to you, the enemy sends people to come and make you vulnerable. He creates condition to make you vulnerable. That is when somebody will annoy you. That's when your mate will break something very, very valuable that you bought. That is when your husband will say a bad word to you. That's when your husband will say a bad word to you. That's when your child will do something. That's when your colleague. That's when your boss or your subordinate. Yes. Look, watch yourself. You realize that there are patterns. When sometimes your secretary will just annoy you so much. Your secretary will just annoy you. Will just do something. Somebody working with you will just do something. Once in a, say, why? Why do you that? Look. That means that something good is about to come. Let me tell you, beloved, anger is not a sin. No. We are not being taught that we shouldn't be angry at all. No. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:27, Ephesians 4:27, that we should not let the sun go down on our anger. We should not give the devil a footstool. It means we can be angry. Anger simply means that something has gone wrong. But don't become vulnerable to that anger. What does that mean? Don't give the devil a chance into that anger. Don't allow the devil to enter into that anger. Don't permit the devil to enter into that anger. Don't allow it. Never allow it. Now, we are vulnerable to lust. David, for instance, his vulnerability to lust began in Genesis 38. With his ancestor, Judah. Judah had a problem with lust. Transferred it to David. And then David transferred it to Solo and his other children. You know, yes, lust is there. Lust is what? Inordinate affection. Inordinate affection. The word inordinate simply means that, what's the meaning of the word inordinate? Lust is having inordinate affection. Inordinate affection. That is affection beyond the ordinary. Inordinate affection. So inordinate means unusual. Unusual or disproportionately large. Excessive, fine. inordinate, is excessive. It's excessive, unusual. Yes, unusual, unreasonable. So, lust in moderation has no problem. But when the lust possesses you, it becomes unusual. When it becomes excessive, so everything, anger, excessive, everything excessive, everything unusual, that means you are vulnerable in that area. Somebody who gets angry and begin to break things. Somebody who gets angry and will throw things at people. Somebody who gets angry will slap people. Somebody who gets angry and will throw things, will throw her leg, will throw the hand. You are vulnerable to anger. You need deliverance. You are giving the devil a footstool. So that is what Ephesians 4:27 says. That be angry, but don't let the sun go down on your anger. Do not give the devil a footstool. I have worked with somebody. Sometimes this person can get you angry for 1 month. Another time, this person will behave as if the person is the nicest person you have ever met in life. The person just have a dualistic character. Dualistic character. And let me tell you, anybody with a dualistic character, the person is more negative than the positive. Anybody with a dualistic character, the person is more negative than positive. Number two, anybody with a dualistic character is a victim. He's fighting a great battle. He's fighting a great battle. I'm telling you. He's fighting a great battle. You know, Jesus said, one pool, a pool of water cannot release bitter water and salt and sweet water at the same time. No. A tree cannot bear the same fruit. A tree cannot bear different fruit. Two kinds of fruit at the same time. Never. Either you are this or you are that. That's Christianity. So anybody with a dualistic character, that is what the person actually is. The negative one is what the person is. And the person needs serious deliverance. So today, we want to bring our areas of vulnerabilities before the Lord, asking Him to help us. Most of these prayers we are praying. In fact, I was giving a report recently about some leaders somewhere who are beginning to support the idea of polygamy, that a man of God, whilst preaching of Pehi battles that you don't need to fight. That was the topic. The man was not addressing polygamy. He just mentioned that thing in passing. You know, we preachers have been doing that. Sometimes, if you don't take care, what you are mentioning in passing becomes the main message. And that is what has landed that man of God into trouble. And I am surprised that some church leaders who are already vulnerable are supporting it. Look, any man of God that is supporting polygamy has something in mind already. The person is already a prisoner. The person has already become a victim. It is a no-go area for you, the believer. Go to my Facebook. My Facebook page. I address it to somebody. I think I need to write something about it on my page, actually, just to address it. So that when you go there, you will see it. Who was the first person to become a polygamist by first mentioning interpretative law of the Bible. You know, one of the laws of biblical interpretation is first mention. Where the thing was mentioned first. So Genesis is the seed plot of the Bible. The first murder occurred in the Bible. The first birth occurred in the Bible. The first sin occurred in Genesis. The first birth occurred in Genesis. The first murder occurred in Genesis. Who was the first birth? Cain. Cain. And you know Cain birth. Who was the first sin against God? Eve and Adam. They brought forth sin. Cain was sin. Cain was sin. What did James say? James says that when sin is conceived, something conceived, it gives birth to what? To sin. It gives birth to sin. Let's look at it at James. James chapter. Say when you are tempted, don't say you have been tempted with evil. Mm-hmm. James chapter 1, verse 13. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. 14. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Verse 15. Then after desire has conceived, are you seeing how sin comes? First, desire will be conceived. Number two, when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. So from that evil desire, it gets to what? Sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. So you see, Adam gave birth to sin, and sin gave birth to what? Death. Cain was sin. Cain was sin because Adam desired to eat the fruit. She ate it and disobeyed God and lost the image of God. So sin translated, desire grown into what? Sin. And sin gave birth to what? Death. So Adam was sin. You see, Cain was sin. Adam had the desire and gave birth to what? Sin, Cain. And after Cain, Cain killed who? Abel. So sin, when it was fully grown, gave birth to what? Death. Gave birth to death. So Adam was sin. Adam was death. Gave birth to Cain. Sin and death. And Cain killed Abel. Now, anything that is coming from Cain is hostile and rebellious against divine order. So after Cain killed Abel, Cain started and his descendants started spreading. The first person to become a polygamy was Lamech. Genesis chapter 4 verse 19. Lamech. Lamech was a direct descendant of Cain. His first wife was Ada. Second wife was Zillah. Lamech was a direct descendant of Cain. When you read Genesis chapter 4, verse 17 to 19, direct descendant of Cain. So if a descendant of Cain is married to women, and remember that even though that generation were wiped out in the deluge cataclysm, that is the flood in Genesis 6, spirits don't die. So the spirit of rebellion, because that spirit is already alive, the spirit of rebellion, the spirit of polygamy was already there. So that spirit began to hover and look for an opportunity through someone to express itself in the life of Noah and his sons. Noah and his sons. Noah and his sons. So it could be that that spirit expressed itself in one of the sons of Noah. One of the sons of Noah became a victim. And through that person, that spirit began to express itself. Polygamy. So polygamy is simply rebellion against the order of marriage. God's divine order of marriage coming out of Cain. Abraham was not a polygamist. Jacob was not a polygamist. Jacob was not a polygamy by intention. Jacob did not marry two women intentionally. Jacob was going to marry Rahel. But by the tradition of the people, the younger will not marry before the elder. So they gave the elders to him. But because his heart was with Rahel, he had to serve again to marry Rahel. Isaac was not a polygamy. So you see, look at the righteous trend. Look, Cain represents the line of the wicked. Abel represents the line of the righteous. Cain killed Abel. And Seth was giving birth to replace. Seth was giving birth to replace Abel. So now we still have the line of the wicked and the line of the righteous. That replayed in Jacob and Esau, in the sons of Isaac. Jacob and Esau. Esau was the firstborn. Esau became the line of the unrighteous. Jacob became the line of the righteous. What did Esau do? Esau also married two women. So you see, so who are you, a deacon? Who are you, a church leader? You are weak. You are already vulnerable. You are a victim already. That spirit is already in you. If you are not already doing it, maybe what is going on in your life or in your marriage or whatever is causing you to think that way. Beloved, it is a no-go area. We want to pray right now. It is a no-go area. It is a topic that no serious-minded believer in Christ should discuss. No. Polygamy. No. No. This is just it. Which of the prophets was polygamous? Which of the prophets? Which of the 12 disciples was polygamous? Which of them? Some didn't even marry for the sake of the gospel. Before now you talk about polygamy. You see, it is telling you the extent to which people have fallen. It is telling you the extent to which people have become victims to the flesh, victims to ideologies, victims to sin, victims to other things. Even though they go to church, they are already victims. So please, as a child of God, this area is non-negotiable. No controversy. It is an area, it is a no-go zone area. Polygamy is a direct rebellion against God's order of marriage. Period. We want to pray now. Say, Lord, I bring the area of my vulnerability.
I bring the area of my vulnerability
unto you, O Lord.
Unto you, O Lord.
I bring my area of vulnerability unto you. I bring my area of vulnerability unto you, Lord.
I bring my area of vulnerability to you, Lord.
I bring my area of vulnerability unto you, O Lord.
My vulnerability to you.
I bring my area of vulnerability unto you, O Lord. I bring my area of vulnerability unto you.
I bring my area of vulnerability unto you.
I bring my area of vulnerability unto you, O Lord.
I bring my area of vulnerability unto you,
help
O
me,
Lord.
O Lord.
Help me, O Lord.
In my area of vulnerability.
Area of vulnerability.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Psalm 139. Verse 23 and 24, 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Say, O Lord,
search me.
Holy Spirit,
search me.
Search me. Search my areas of vulnerability.
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 Search my area of vulnerability.
Search
my areas of vulnerability.
Search my areas of vulnerability.
Search my areas of vulnerability.
Yes, search me, Lord. Search me, I pray. Search me, O Lord.
Search my area of vulnerability,
O
God. Search my area of vulnerability,
O God. Search my area of vulnerability,
O God. Search my area
of vulnerability,
Search
Lord, let me go. Yes, search me and search me. Yes, search me. Search me. Holy God, search me. My area of vulnerability. Search me and let me know the areas that I am vulnerable. The areas that I am vulnerable.
Yes, Lord.
Help me, Lord. Search me and let me know. Help me. Search me and let me know.
Search me, Lord. 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 Search my area of vulnerabilities, O God.
Search me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, O Lord.
O Lord.
I present to you. My areas of vulnerability. I present to you my areas of vulnerability. I present to you my areas of vulnerability. You know, sometimes the devil will create a situation of vulnerability, a situation that will make you vulnerable. Lack, scarcity, poverty, financial lack and scarcity, poverty makes you vulnerable. Singleness makes you vulnerable. Barrenness, I mean, it opens you up for attack. The devil will intentionally. The statement I read, he said, make them vulnerable. That is, deny them access, delay them, rob them, just to open them up for attack or distraction. Abraham's area of vulnerability was delay. Delay, undue delay. That was why he couldn't resist the wife Sarah's suggestion to go into Hagar, their house help. Today, what do we see between the Jews and then the Arabs? Let me tell you, it is an eternal enmity. It will not end. It's an eternal enmity. It's an eternal, it's an ancient hostility. According to Ezekiel 25:15, ancient hostility. Ancient hostility. It is those people, Amalekites, Ammonites, or they, it is a spirit. So delay can make you vulnerable. And due delay. In fact, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, hope deferred. When your hope is always being deferred, prophecies are not fulfilling. It makes you vulnerable. And the prophecy that they were giving you when you were 16 years, you are 17 years, they are still giving you those prophecies. You are this, you are great, you are so and so. 17, you have already retired. Assistant, you have already retired. It doesn't mean that when you are retired, you can't do anything. Me, the way my understanding of retirement is that you have been given the opportunity to now be yourself. That's all. That's the meaning of retirement. Opportunity to now be yourself and do your own thing. So retirement is very good. You have been freed to now do. So that's why before you go on retirement, put your structures down. Know what you'll be doing after you have given, you have been given your own opportunity. Look, if some things have been set very well in my life and ministry, by now I would have gone on retirement. I would have gone on retirement. I plan to go on retirement at the age of 55. But things have not gone that way because I have plans for my life. Yes. Retirement does not mean that you are off. It simply means that now you have the opportunity to implement your vision. Next week, for instance, we are going for credentials. We are going to fill forms. You are going to give detailed report about the church. Answer questions. Look at that. Look at that. The tithe you receive, the 20% you pay, all the money that has come into the church for the year, and the 20% you pay on them, you yourself, your salary, and the tithe, your personal tithe that you have paid, the number of meetings you have attended, the number of books you have read. You think it's easy to be giving all those accounts? When you are there now, you are no more giving that account. It's easier. I want to go on retirement and free myself. But you see, beloved, delay, prophecy deferred, hope deferred. When at 16 years, they were telling you, you are going to be great. You are going to be great. You are going to be great. You are going to work with white people. You are going to travel the whole world. And at 70, you haven't sat in an aeroplane. 70, you have never sat in an aeroplane. You go to meeting at 17 years, 16 year prophecy, they are still giving it to you at 70. They are giving it to you at 60. It is hope deferred. It is hope deferred. It is hope deferred. The enemy created a situation to make you vulnerable. That's why those prophecies have not come to pass. Maybe the enemy has deposited anger in you. The enemy has deposited lust. You are chasing women. You are fornicating. The enemy has created greed, envy. The enemy is using something, fear. Fear. Let me tell you, please, you need to risk. Oh. You need to risk. God told me something and I was shocked. Look, you need to risk. Some of us, we are just afraid. We are afraid of what people have suffered. We are afraid of what people have gone through. Yes, we are afraid of certain stories. You need to risk. Life is strategic risk. Say strategic risk. You make research. When it is favorable, you risk. You risk. Life is a strategic risk. You keep on risking. One day you will hit it. We call it strategic risk. You will hit it. Amen. You will hit it one day. Amen. You will not always lose. You will gain. You will gain someday. Look, God will make you gain. Because by the law of perseverance, there is a law called the law of what? Perseverance. The law of perseverance. Look, even a thief, when the thief keeps coming, going to a place, one day he will succeed. One day, he will succeed. By the law of what? Perseverance. By the law of perseverance. So, beloved, we want to shut down any area of vulnerability, any situation that the enemy has created to make us vulnerable. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ,
I shut down.
Any situation, anything in my life, that the enemy has created, to make me vulnerable,
any vulnerable situation
that the enemy has created,
in my life,
to make me vulnerable, I shut down. Any vulnerable situation that the enemy has created. I shut down. Any vulnerable situation that the enemy has created. I shut down. I shut down. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I heard this story. That day I couldn't eat. This nice couple, Christians, really serving God faithfully. A particular year, a situation just arose. The woman's mother fell sick. Father fell sick. Brother died. The same thing happened to the husband. Mother fell sick. Father fell sick. Sister died. At their workplace, a whole lot of things. The work was attacked. They couldn't pay them. They were working in a company, different company. The same thing. All of a sudden, their rent, they couldn't pay. They were chasing them. Children's school fees. People were driving cars. They started borrowing. And one day the woman went to the boss to give her a loan. He said, how are you going to pay? Anyway, you know what you have to do. You are a woman. If you allow me to sleep with you, I will give you, I will help you. It will not be a loan. I will help you. She came home and told the husband. They knelt down. They stood up. They knelt down to pray. They couldn't pray. They will stand. They will kneel. They will stand. They will kneel. They will stand. They held hands. The husband said, honey, that's the only way. So go. Allow him. And the woman gave herself. She got the money. But that one contact, she became pregnant. If I tell you the story, you can't eat. What happened to the two of them? From that time, the woman became paralyzed. Out of thinking and worrying, that one thing shattered. Oh my God. Say the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Any situation that the enemy has created.
The enemy has created.
To make me vulnerable.
Make me vulnerable.
With the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost fire. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I
shut you down.
I shut
you down. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
Finally, the woman died. The man also goes through. Finally died. They left young children, four children, young, left them. Because the enemy created a vulnerable situation. A vulnerable situation. I declare into somebody's life. Any situation that the enemy has created to make you vulnerable.
Yes, Lord.
I shut it down in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
I shut that situation down.
Jesus name.
Anybody the enemy has planted in your life to make you vulnerable. I shut the person down. 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 I shut the person down.
Amen.
Down. I shut the person
Amen.
Down.
Amen.
Let God supply your area of vulnerability.
Oh, Jesus.
Anything that will make you vulnerable.
Jesus.
Let God take charge of that place.
Amen.
Take charge of that area.
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 Amen.
Take charge of that.
Amen.
Take charge of that area.
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 Mercy, Lord.
I declare in the name of Jesus Christ. I secure you again vulnerability.
Amen.
I secure the area that you are vulnerable. I secure you. I secure you in that area. The enemy can never use that area against you again. He can never use that area. He can never use that area.
Yes,
he can
Lord.
Never use your wife against you. He can never use your husband. He can never use your mate. He can never use your boss. He can never use your friend, your colleague.
Jesus
he can never
name.
Use anybody or any
Jesus
situation name. Against you. I secure you
Amen.
Against vulnerabilities.
Amen.
I secure you
yes,
against vulnerabilities.
Amen.
I secure you
Amen.
Against vulnerabilities.
Amen.
I secure you
yes,
against
Lord.
Vulnerabilities. I secure you against vulnerabilities. I secure you against vulnerability. Your area of vulnerability,
yes,
I secure.
Amen.
I secure. I secure.
Amen.
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 I secure. I secure,
Amen.
I secure, I secure,
Jesus
I secure,
name.
I secure,
Amen.
I secure, I secure,
Amen.
I secure,
Amen.
I secure,
Amen.
I secure
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You never fall prey.
Jesus.
You never
name.
Fall into that trap. May God
Jesus.
Deliver you from that trap.
Amen.
May God deliver you from that trap.
Amen.
Any vulnerable area that the enemy has created to trap you, you are secured.
Amen.
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 You are secured. You are secured.
Amen.
You are secured.
Amen.
You are secured.
Amen.
You are secured.
Amen.
You are secured. You
Amen.
Are secured. Shabaraba Shatta Kabaya. Ibo le maharandu kasika. Ibeleketeke barandu kasiya. Habali kurama shatakabaya. Ilebebe iteke bara. Any vulnerable area that the enemy is tempting you to take some step, tempting you to fall into a trap, tempting you to fall into something, you are secure.
Amen.
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 You are secure.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, may the Lord provide you with your Isaac sacrifice.
Amen.
May the Lord provide you with your Isaac sacrifice.
Amen.
May the Lord provide you with your Isaac sacrifice.
Amen.
May the Lord supply your Isaac sacrifice.
Amen.
May the Lord supply your Isaac sacrifice.
Amen.
Yes, in this difficult time,
yes, Lord.
We still need the Isaac sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
May the Lord supply you.
Amen.
May the Lord supply
Amen.
You. This week, may the Lord
yes,
supply you.
Lord.
This week, may the Lord
yes,
supply
Lord.
You. This week, may the Lord
yes,
provide
Lord.
You.
Provide
this week, may the Lord supply you. This week, may the
so,
Lord supply
Lord.
You.
Yes,
may the Lord supply you. May the Lord provide you. May the Lord supply you. May the Lord provide you. May the Lord supply you. May the Lord provide you. May the Lord supply you. May the Lord provide you. May the Lord supply you. May the Lord provide you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Beloved, God willing, we shall continue on Friday. But keep on praying like this. Against the areas of your vulnerability. And I can tell you that certain situations will just cease in your life.
Amen.
I tell you, certain doors, evil doors will just shut
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
And then you begin to see your
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.